Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
There's a certain dish they always make in the South, and when you eat it, boy, you'll find it melts in your mouth. Now I'm the guy who ought to know how good it can be, 'cause my mammy always used to make it for me, and it's that southern fried chicken I'm raving about. The kind of food that I just can't do without. Now here's the recipe. Try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, mmm. Butcher for a chicken, he'll do the rest. Tell him what you're cooking and he'll send you the best. Clean off all the feathers and the nothing but skin. Cut it into pieces and you're set to begin making southern fried chicken that's fit for a king. Pass another plate, well look at that, there's a wing. Here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, woo! Some flour you have added seasoning to. Roll the chicken in it and then here's what you do. Fry it all in deep fat until people appear. Well, they're sniffing and they're saying, what you cooking in here? They'll be glad when you show them that chicken a rub. Pass the plate again, son, I just can't get enough. Well, here's the recipe. Try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, ah! You got the recipe, so why hesitate? Try the southern dish and man, you'll say that it's great. Serve it with potatoes, make them french fried, you know. And don't leave out old chicken, he's the star of the show. 'Cause it's southern fried chicken, this recipe's for. Don't pass me that plate, son, I can't eat anymore. Well, I'll try maybe one more gizzard.
And I'm live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out far and wide. Take Manhattan and give me that countryside. The chores, the store. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, 'cause I like the outdoors. New York's where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. Tall buildings.
or a sky of blue.
Fresh air! Times Square! I'd rather toil on acres of soil because I like the outdoors.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Uncle Bobo's Eclipse Viewing Glasses. Yeah, they might work. And Uncle Bobo's Make America Great Again Glass Eyes. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of Beer Battered Shrimps. Yes, Green Acres is one of my favorite shows as well, Apple Cheeks. Thank you. It still holds up. It is bizarre. It's surreal. It's trippy, man. You know what I'm saying. All right, you're listening to Grenache Network, home to fakest to fine radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us. Diddy Mao. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's description of the eclipse in Esperanto. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chindrible and his guest astrophysicist Carmen Gia Fleshtone, who discovered the dark side of Uranus. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster wishes he had bought those stupid glasses at the hardware store. Good, how you tell me. And Friday night, go out and get laid. This week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Will the phone lines will be open. I put everything back the way it was. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
When you're looking for a great beer to drink with the guys, grab a frothing plunge. The foam is on the bottom.
Oh, frothing plunge, yeah, 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 with the foam at the bottom of the pint. You gave a sweet Fatima and many drunken nights.
Hey there, big guy, what you drinking?
Nah, frothing slosh.
Oh, frothing plunge, yeah, 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 with the foam at the bottom of the pint. You gave a sweet Fatima and many drunken nights. Froth and Slosh!
Hello?
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. They now work for Charlie. Jill, what does Charlie call each of you?
Undercover Angel.
And how do you feel working with the other two girls?
Torn between two lovers.
Sabrina, where do you do most of your work?
FG Hotel, California.
And what are you doing now?
Working on a nightmare.
Kelly, when do you usually start a case?
After loving.
And what do you do after the loving?
I pull my old blue jeans on.
With me now is Bosley, Charlie's go-between. Bosley, what do you do with three beautiful girls? Thank you, Bosley. Bosley! Bosley! Charlie is calling. Charlie, when are you finally going to let the girls see you?
Tonight!
And then what will they call you?
Doctor.
Jill, now that you will be seeing Charlie for the first time, what are your thoughts?
On my mind.
Sabrina, what will you say to Charlie when you see him?
Hello, stranger.
Kelly, what will you tell Charlie when you see him? Bosley, have you anything to say to the girls before they go?
Don't leave me this way.
Girls, one last question. How would you sum up your working for Charlie?
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Hello!
Possum Hour says, suck it!
Indeed.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
Yes,
it was the Dukes.
It was the Dukes. All along. Who knew?
I'm blown away that guy made a whole career out of that stupid shit, that Dickie guy.
Dickie Goodman.
Oh, Jesus.
I think his son followed in his footsteps, too, man.
Yeah, why not?
Jeez. Yeah, well.
Easy money.
We loved them when we were, like, in the fifth and sixth grade and shit. We thought that was cool. Never thought they were funny, but we thought they were cool, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why. They were novelties. Novelty records.
There you go.
Yeah. So, had some more lawn porn this week.
Yeah.
Got out. We had a lot of rain, so the week later the lawn needed cut again, right?
Yeah.
So, got the mower out.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite as fun as the first time. Because I got tired. I had to take a break. But it was really cool. I really enjoyed it, and I came up with a little observation.
Okay, what's that?
While I was mowing. It goes something like this. Cutting grass is like a penis. The longer it grows, the harder it gets.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Hey, huh?
This is
free. It doesn't cost you a cent.
There you go. Very poetic.
Imagine that.
Insightful.
So did you see any of the eclipse?
No, I forgot all
away.
About it.
Did you? Well, you were pretty far out. I got to see like 90%.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was just a little bit around the thing. I didn't get the total. But if I'd have gone about 30 minutes to the west, I probably would have caught the full thing.
Okay.
Fuck,
you trust those glasses you had on? Those 3D glasses?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sat out, put my Adirondack chair out there, sat uh-huh. back and enjoyed nature's ballet.
Now, how many people thought of Bobo looking up at the sun? I know I did.
That moron.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm not going to miss him. Not a bit. Not a fucking bit. I can't wait to go through a fucking day.
Every time there was a warning about how don't look directly at it, all I could see is just a quick flash of him looking up.
Man, once he's gone, I want to go through one day without seeing his fucking ugly fat face and his baggy diaper-filled diaper pants and everything. You just go get away from me. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I'd never seen one of those eclipses before.
Oh, nice.
The last time
I guess I waited too long to get the glasses. So.
Yeah.
I went to the hardware store, so these those better have been good glasses, man. Well, you couldn't see nothing except the eclipse. I mean, you put them on and go right up to a light you can't see. Nothing good through.
Okay.
So they were
okay.
They were blocking everything. All you could see was the line of the thing, the eclipse. So it's pretty cool. So anyway,
I'm always reminiscing back at grade school when the nuns had us poke a hole in one piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of hold it up and everything, have it reflect off another piece of cardboard or something. Yeah.
Yep. Ilp says the 17 eclipse was totally dark there. That's cool.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
the thing.
Nice.
If once it hits total darkness, you can take off your glasses and look at the fuck. You got like about 4 minutes. I wouldn't do it, though, man. Fuck that shit.
That's too risky.
All right. So, in honor, we'll blow up. And this is new and improved. A total eclipse of the heart.
All right.
Thou art face to face with a great thespian lover. Oh, your eyes are like two limpid pools of fire that burn into my soul. Ah, fair one, come with me to the Cosmodor.
Fuckball! Fuckball!
Rock a billy boogie tonight.
take off the shoes, getting ready to bop. They're gonna rock a Philly awareness song. You really ain't hip till you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rockabilly bill. It's a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Well, everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. When taps old Susie, he would tell the house. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Rockabilly boogie, a rock, rock, 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 rockabilly boogie tonight.
Off the wall, man. Very cool.
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah, there you go. Alrighty.
Rock, rock, rockabilly, baby.
I thought you'd appreciate that Larry bit I added. That was
uh-huh. I love it.
I got my eyes closed.
Gotta love Larry.
Chimp did the same bit, but it's funnier when Larry does it. I don't know why. It's Larry's line, man, all the way.
Oh, yeah. Give it to Larry.
Well, there they are. The Lounge of Possum.
Possum Lounge.
It's not a show because Dr. Cake's not here, man.
No. Missing one Dr. Cake.
She overslept. But that's okay.
Yep.
She's built up plenty of cred.
Oh, definitely.
She can miss a few. But Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
That's most excellent. I think I had something special for Alice tonight, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Flycatch is here. Says,
Flycatch.
You guys haven't changed since the last time I listened to you. That was over 3 years ago. Well, I got a full beard now, though. Can't you hear it? I thought the chin whiskers came out looking good in that picture, man.
Yeah. That was a very good picture.
Very, very Hemingway.
Uh-huh.
I took one of me sitting in the chair smiling.
Yeah.
My teeth are so fucked up, though, anymore, man. Got them.
Welcome to my world, man. Cigars and coffee. My teeth are gone.
Yeah, I got my I don't smoke any cigarettes anymore, but and a coffee does a number on them, man.
Uh-huh.
Now I got a gap in the front too now. Weird.
Yeah. Some chicks find that sexy.
That doesn't bother me, and it doesn't. You know, it's no big deal. I just thought it. My bad. Every time I sign on to Facebook, see my bad teeth, you know. Anyhow. Thanks for coming up.
Throw Sam Shepard, man. He's got a nice big bushy mustache. Cover the choppers. That's what I should do.
Yeah, it's so discolored, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That black toothpaste.
Mine are hideous.
That's shit. Yeah.
I went to my brother's 70th birthday, and his daughter wants to be a dentist. I don't know whether it was in my mind or not, but she kept staring up at eye choppers. I seen her.
Yep.
Looking at that hideous chicklets I got going.
Well, yeah. I got like I told you before, I got the greatest dentist in the world.
Yeah, good. I haven't
Dennis
seen one
Weaver.
In the longest time, man. I'm going to break John Lynch's record.
He looks like Dennis Weaver. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Real low. Oh, he's very gentle. But he's getting up there, man. You know, I know he's not going forever.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been through this. I lost my mechanic a few years ago, 30 years.
Yeah,
Dennis, you know, got one. Daughter-in-law's a dentist, dude.
Yep, there you go.
I'm set,
that's
man.
Great.
I got lifetime dental care. For me, man. Something I can trust.
Beauty.
I love
it. Women dentists. It's happening.
Yeah.
That'll That'd get us fun. In the chair.
Yeah, she's a cute cutie, too. Well, you've seen pictures of her.
Yeah, she's cute.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for coming back, Flycatch.
Flycatch.
Bring a beer is a sign of old age. Well.
Exactly.
Shit.
No argument.
I
there.
Had a full beard 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And as when my marriage broke up, and I had this picture, and it looked like everything was turning gray except for the goatee, right?
Yeah.
Sent it to this chick, you know, online. She goes, "Oh, I really dig dudes with goatees." I'm like, "Hold my beer. Give me a razor." So, yeah. That's when I started wearing a goatee, man. Just one compliment, man. 25. I went on that for 25 years, man. I figured it was cool. All right. But G.T. Trenton's here.
G.T. Trenton.
He's the strongest man on the internets. Still pissed off about that name change in Cleveland. But believe me, man. Native Americans. They deserve it.
Hey, Jericho.
They used to go out there. I used to go up there opening day, man. And poor slobs would be out there with their signs and everything.
Yeah.
Protesting. It's like, man, give it to them, man. Give them a solid.
Yeah. Why not?
I just wish they'd called them, went with the Spiders. That'd have been a cool name for the team. Guardians, I don't know. But it has the Ians, so I think they only had to reprint half the shirt. They took the end off and put guard, and then the Deans.
There you go.
Instead of Indians, guardians. It's true. Look it up. And there's our old pal Oak. They saved half the bill on the jerseys.
Uh-huh. Why not?
Things are expensive. Money grows on trees.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. Making it up. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Ope's glad to be here. Good. I'm glad to be anywhere, man, to be honest. Hovering above in his flap-doodle twin-engine flying Duesenberg.
Mm-hmm.
The one. The only.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Minister of Finance and Marketing. The original possum in the background. Heba hubba hub. Professor R.J. Cumby.
Good to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, there they are. A possum lounge.
With your super host, Cumby.
Yeah! As the beer.
Yeah.
still in the can, Hope. We got the little... I don't know. I don't think you had the little key anymore, though. I think you, they got like a flip top. They go pop top. Yeah. You read
what
the
are you
spam
going
there?
About?
Spam.
Huh?
We're talking
spam.
Spam in the chat room, man.
Okay.
Everybody's eating. They frying up the spam.
Spam. Never
What's
liked
that?
Spam.
I like
liked
it.
It.
I like it once in a while. You know, it's all right. Give me a can of spam.
As I recall, it tastes too salty for me.
It's very salty. Hawaiians love that shit, apple cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird. Guess it goes good with pineapple.
There you have it.
Yeah. I had a lifetime supply of treat, which is like the spam knockoff.
Yeah. What was it called?
Treat.
Okay.
I think it was double E.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. No, I just had a flash of what the can looks like. I think I've seen that before.
Looks just like spam.
Yeah.
So, my first wife was a demonstrator in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And they would give them coupons for free product so they could demonstrate, see? So she'd go over and get a couple cans of treat and give them a couple coupons, boom, boom, boom. Well, she finished the gig and had this whole box of like hundreds of these coupons. And there was no expiration date on them or any other language spelling out that these were not good, valid, right?
Yep.
And a lifetime supply. And I lost. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. When I moved, I'm like ripping that place apart looking for that box of coupons. That was my retirement plan, man.
Yeah, live off of that shit.
I was gonna eat treat forever.
Oh, college kids in their dorms would have loved something like that.
I could have got cases of the shit, take it down to campus.
Yeah, there you go. Sell it out of the trunk of your car. Treat here and socks. Treat and
I wish
two socks.
God, I could have known what, I mean, like, it had to have been, I don't know, a couple hundred, thousand of these fucking coupons. I'm sure I'd have got bagged eventually, but.
They make it anymore? It
would have been a good ride. I don't know. I would think.
Probably not.
I don't know. It still makes spam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? So, I ventured out with the boy. Hit a place to eat we hadn't hit yet, right?
Oh, okay.
This is up. This has only been up for about a year, and this is a franchise I thought was dead.
Yeah.
Did you ever have Captain D's? Around you?
No, not that I know. Captain D's?
D, like D as in dog. Captain D's.
No. Not really.
Like a poor man's Long John Silver. And I used to call it Captain Drex. And as I ate it back in the 80s and hated it, and I was like, my son comes over, he goes, hey, let's go to Raising Cane's. Like, I was just there 2 days ago. I said, let's go to, let's check out Captain D's, man. Still sucks after all these years. Go figure, man. The fish wasn't bad, but the rest of it sucked, man. Ope had Captain D's. That's probably a Midwest thing, man.
Okay.
He says they still make treat, too, man. I'd be in Clover, man.
Yeah, they still make it. No shit.
Still making that shit, man. Yeah, well. Better luck next life. All right.
You're liking this Raising Cane, right? I should check that out.
That was
dead. One opening around here.
Oh, that was delicious, man. Good shit. Highly recommended.
Yeah, like I told you, my boss's brother told me how great it is. He was all excited that they opened up.
really good chicken tender over there. I got, well, how about a quickie?
Okay, very quickie on it.
Either that or I talk baseball.
That quickie is.
Quickie it is.
Since I still appreciate you, let's find love while we may. Because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. So say you love me here and now, I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, for I know you'll disgust me when you're old and getting fat. An awful debility, a lessened utility, a loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll lose my virility, and you your fertility and desirability. And this liability of total sterility will lead to hostility and a sense of futility. So let's act with agility while we still have facility, for we'll soon reach senility and lose the ability. Your teeth will start to go, dear, your waist will start to spread. In 20 years or so, dear, I'll wish that you were dead. I'll never love you then at all the way I do today. So please remember, when I leave in December, I told you so in May.
Comes with its own applause, too, which I like.
Most honest song I've ever heard.
A genius. Freaking genius, man.
Love that guy.
Still alive. Old friend.
Yeah. Beautiful.
How old is that cat, man? We're looking it up. How's he still around, man? 95 years old.
95. Jesus Christ.
95 years old. Harvard man.
I didn't know that.
Oh, he went to the same school my mom did, Horace Mann.
Oh.
Very cool. He's actually older than she was.
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Yeah, she got her by, I think, 3 years. 92. Man, I don't see me making 92, man.
Oh, Christ. I don't see me making 66.
I'm telling you, man, you better text me first. Talk my pants down up here in the show, you know. Yeah, man. Doing my steps today, I was huffing and puffing. I felt like shit.
How many steps here? How many?
I didn't get the full 5 grand today.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many. Maybe 3,000.
Okay.
I cut her short.
Well, you had a busy day. You're cutting grass. You're looking at the eclipse.
I cut the grass the other day. That was
okay.
That was shady day. Oh, and a ball game. The ball game was great, man.
Okay.
The Pirates are 9-2, taking no prisoners. It's so fun when the team you suffer through year after year of losing, when they finally start winning again, it is so much fucking fun. Yankee fans have no idea, you know?
Yep.
To suffer.
Ah, good for you.
20 years, more than that. Last World Series was 1979.
Oh, gee.
My pubic hair was still black. Oh, hey, look at the clock on the wall. It's about that time.
Ooh, that time? All right.
That time over here.
That's what Flycatch is here for, man. He's here for the 3 minutes.
Well, Flycatch split, man.
Oh, okay.
During the Weird Al bit, man. Couldn't hang. I'll be leaving now. All right. What am I looking for? The wheel. The wheel. Where's the wheel, man?
Spin that.
Somebody moved the wheel. Who fucked with the wheel, man?
Trying to hide it from you.
All right. Here we go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
See?
Yay. What is it?
Hope says he wasn't alive when the Pirates were in the World Series. Ugh! Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for making me feel a little dizzy. Isn't that wild, though?
Yeah.
I remember 1971. I was 10 years old, man. Roberto Clemente shit. Yep. I remember.
Roberto Clemente. You ever see that movie, Grand Canyon?
No.
Yeah, I told you about it before. Lawrence Kasdan's movie.
Yeah.
Big Pirates fan, and he lives in Los Angeles, and he's about to step out in front of a bus with some woman wearing a hat or whatever. It saved his life. He ended up, his name is King Roberto after Clemens. That's a good movie. That's only a small part of it.
Yeah.
Good play.
The guy was, talk about a hero.
Yeah.
The guy gave his life, man. Trying to help people. He's a saint. Saint Clemente. But that's not going to save him now, because it's 3 minutes you'll never get
3 minutes.
Bouncy, bouncy, come back to me. Why'd you have to go and OD? Who will watch over Mrs. Beasley? Bouncy, bouncy, come back to me. Why'd you have to go and OD? What about Uncle Bill, Jody, and Sissy? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Doris Day. Yeah, Princess Bud and Kitten, they're all still alive and kicking. But I'm sure you were depressed. You should have switched to Father Knows Best. Yeah, Bubsy Bubsy, come back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Don't stop me.
There you go. Ride carefully. I like it.
That was funny. I didn't. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Funny though. Hey, thank you.
Good night. Right. I was thinking that Buffy song.
What the hell, man?
That was good.
That was some. That was like the pinnacle of bad taste, man.
Uh huh.
Oh, yikes. Poor Buffy.
Poor girl.
Yeah, she's a cutie. All righty, gone too soon. All right,
yeah.
Here we go, man. Action Comics, number one.
Okay.
It's just sold at Heritage Auctions for $6 million.
Oh. A comic book. Good God.
8.5, which they rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, which nothing's ever a 10. 8.5 for a 1938 comic book. Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But $6 million. And
yeah.
You can't even read it because it's in a plastic case.
Oh, yeah. Can't be touching that shit unless you're wearing those special gloves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the kids starving around the world. $6 million for a fucking comic book.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
It's the world it's
funny because, like, people like you and I, kind of meager means, you know, we don't make big
I'm
salaries.
I'm meager.
Okay, well, so am I. We're a couple of schmoes. It's hard to conceive of how much fucking money is out there doing this.
Yeah, it is.
My God. This thing with Bobo's media company.
Okay.
People are pumping millions of dollars into this thing that has no value.
Yeah,
I don't get
yeah.
it, man. I just don't
yeah.
get it. Crazy yeah. shit, man. Well, anyways, there was a guy back in, when he was 18, back in 1973, he paid $1,800 for a number one issue of Superman, which would be inflation adjusted $12,500, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And at the time, it was like about three or four times what the comic was estimated to be worth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, six times. But it was. But he wanted it really badly. He ended up buying two other copies when they got out. The other guy's like, I'll give you one for $1,000.
Okay.
We bought a couple more, and he ended up selling them for a profit. But he's kind of like the first guy, the first speculator back in the old days.
Yeah, sold all this shit.
Crazy
yeah.
time, man.
It is.
I had no interest in a comic book in a case. Oh, it's absolutely no
read.
Interest. Yeah,
make
I
want
to fucking take it into the can and read it, man.
Uh-huh. You're not taking a $6 million one into a can and reading it.
No. No. What was this one? A woman walking her dogs on a British Columbia beach made a surprising discovery among the trash that washed up with the tide.
Yeah.
It was her long-lost wallet.
Oh, her own wallet. That's nuts. I love stories like this.
She dropped the wallet into the water while boarding a boat in 2023. Huh. And it washed up on the shore and she found it. Isn't that crazy, man?
On a big-ass beach, and she's the one that found it.
Yeah, she said the wallet, cash, cards, and ID are still in remarkably good condition after showing up on the beach. The only damage is that the zipper was corroded. Oh, cool. It had a zipper, so everything was cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Coincidence. All right. Well, good for her. I like when shit like that happens. That means there's, good vibes in the universe. It's not all hobo negative shit.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he's gone, dude. I really
same here, man. I had enough of that cat.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay. This is kind of interesting. For those of you who like the old coin flip, a study indicates that coin flips are not exactly 50-50 proposition.
Oh.
Ooh, there's all kind of variables, like which side the is up when they flip it.
Okay.
And the number
what
flips.
What side could be heavier?
Yeah. It's all kind of, there's all kind of variables. So it just depends. It's not necessarily a 50-50 prop. So be careful out there.
It's close enough, it should be.
The odds varied slightly from flipper to flipper. Some coins showing a clear bias towards same side landings and others showing no bias at all. And he said that's explained by flipping techniques. So there you go.
Oh, techniques too. Okay, I was just thinking that.
Well, this is one of those pages with the gross pictures of earwax and shit at the bottom. I hate that. Why do they got to do that shit, man? It's fucked up. Oh, did you see this? I don't know why this just struck me when I saw the story, like, kind of romantically, you know?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, there was this money storage facility.
Yeah.
It's this big, inconspicuous warehouse sitting there. And burglars came in through the roof, made off with $30 million in cash.
Oh.
$30 million in cash.
Now, how heavy is that?
That's a lot of cash.
Sound like a big ass truck or something. I'm like, how heavy is that?
Well, they did it on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
It didn't get late at night Saturday night, and they didn't get discovered till Monday morning.
Oh, that's nuts.
It reminded me of the Goodfellas, you know, where he's in the shower.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man, can you imagine being in on that ice? Holy crap. Cash,
and it's a conspicuous place, a place where no one's supposed to know cash is in there, right? So it's got to be some kind of inside job.
It's not like a bank or something like that. Yep. Just this warehouse where they store cash. Who knew there was such a thing? Nobody did, except for these guys, and they cashed in.
Nice payday.
Hope says, I guess we know who bought the comic book now. There you go.
Might be onto something. I might buy a $6 million comic book if the money was found money.
Where were you on Easter Sunday? Just asking. Oh, GT's taking off. Have a good one, Jake.
GTO. All
righty. Now, this is weird, man. A driver was shocked to find a $105 speeding ticket in her mailbox because her van had broken down. She wasn't. The van was on the back of a tow truck. and this is in Cleveland. They should be giving the tow truck driver a ticket.
Yeah.
For the people that own the towing company.
Oh, yeah.
But she said the camera caught her van speeding by, and they gave her the ticket. Now she's worried her car insurance is going to go up and all this other shit.
Yeah.
So they need
sure
the right
control. It's going to be a hassle to straighten that out. Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Yikes. Crazy town. Crazy town. I'm decompressing. I'm decongesting.
Okay.
Ugh.
Deep down.
Yeah, I had to make a big snort. All right. Oh, this was fun. Where was this? California Police Department found the bomb squad was summoned, and there was a box containing three grenades, and they were live. Whoa. Uh-oh.
Oh, geez.
Trouble. Gage and DeSoto were on the scene, and everything's so copacetic now.
Live grenades.
I know. Weapons of mass destruction in your garage. Shit. All right, try that again. Okay. I got some animal world news.
Uh-huh. Bring it on.
Italian mayor offers free goats to anyone who wants to catch them. They've got a problem with overpopulation of goats. So Riccardo Gullo, mayor of Alicante, Sicily, he says, adopt the goat program. Jeez.
You
so
catch
you
a goat, isn't it yours anyway? What the fuck?
It should be. Goats are nice, man.
I caught it.
We had a goat growing up.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah. Gotta love goats.
This was kind of weird. An Oregon truck crashed, and it had released 77,000 salmon into the wrong body of water. It was on its way to one river and flipped over and the salmon went in the other river. So I don't know what that's going to do, man. It should be okay. Water's water,
you,
right?
You would think.
Good luck to
specify.
The salmon. speaking of goats, a Texas police officer rounded up a goat and a peacock in one afternoon, 50 minutes apart. That's one for the old diary. This is terrifying. You read this, the whole story. This Florida woman found an 8-foot-long alligator inside her house. She heard some noise, and then she walked in and she said, "Holy my God, Vicky!" 7'11" gator. So she called the authorities, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. How am I going to get rid of him?"
I just leave the fucking house.
Well, you got that
gator
right.
Owns it now.
It's yours, Wally. Enjoy.
Uh-huh.
There's money in those comic boxes. let's see.
I went to the smoke shop last week, and a bird flew by my face. We got birds in the fucking cigar shop.
Oh, wow. Birds in the house is a almost terrifying proposition.
I don't think I've ever had one in the house.
I'll never forget the time one got in the house and the boys were running around like little girls. Open the window. All right, a West Place Animal Sanctuary threw a birthday party Monday for Erna, a crested Pekin duck. It was rescued in 2007 for this duck's 17th birthday. That's an old duck.
Yes.
Who wouldn't even eat that duck? You ever have duck?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, duck's good. I wonder, like, we got, like, we got geese. In fact, we have, there's, like, a local thing that says you can't feed the geese because they don't want them around, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, why the fuck can't you eat them things, man?
You can.
I mean, but I mean, like, what?
Ebenezer Scrooge bought a goose for everybody at the end of the Christmas Carol.
Should be allowed to, like, you know, eat the neighborhood geese if you want
to. Yeah. People eat roadkill. Why not get a pellet gun and, you know, go geese hunting?
Pardon me. Well, a zoo in northeast India, a tree fell over in the bear enclosure, and the bear got out.
Oh.
And
yeah.
The thing is, the bear's still in the zoo somewhere. They just don't know where. So that's got to be fun.
I should take shit like that into consideration. Yeah. Suppose one of these trees fall over. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So he just, you know, he climbed out. He's cool, but they don't know where he is. I think that's kind of the funny part. They don't know
that he's still there.
Yeah, he's somewhere. We'll find him eventually.
Hanging out.
And he's not a danger really because he's been raised by humans.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's kind of
domestic bear.
Yeah, kind of domesticated bear. So he's just
gentle Ben.
Probably hanging out behind the snack bar or something.
Smoking a doobie.
Smoking a blunt.
I'm a free bear.
Blunt. There you go. Blunt. Alrighty, here we go. Time for the records. British. A 111-year-old man. Named the world's oldest living man. Looked kind of like Mel Cooley in his younger days. John Alfred Tenniswood of Southport, England. He's awarded the title. This is the sad part. There's only one way you get that title. Someone else has to die. For the death of 114-year-old Venezuelan Juan Vicente Perez led to his christening. Oh!
114.
Yeah, because the second oldest living man, Japanese Giyasuburo Sonobi, who was 112, he died in March, so hey. John Alfred Tenniswood, the oldest motherfucker. Well,
poor bastard.
Yeah. He looks pretty hale.
I want to wish him
all right. This guy here, Illinois man, does 26,100 squats in 24 hours to break a world record.
Oh.
26,000 squats.
Just imagine how that feels afterwards when you're done.
Oh man, the inside of his thighs have to be like, nang. But he raised money for some hospital or housing thing or something.
Okay,
so that's
good.
Cool. Yeah, good for him.
Did it for a reason.
Illinois man, Tony Perano. Look at the thighs on that son of a bitch. Get that right.
I can imagine.
Okay. Well, I guess this is it. The David Rush. This is what I saved because he had a whole bunch in a row. He uses a pump rocket to hit a target 37 times in a row. Kind of why I skipped over. It's not that exciting.
All right.
Yeah,
he's still in the game.
He's going for it, though. He wants to hold the record for holding the most records.
Yeah.
And he's on his way, man. So let's wait on, and that's them education.
It's hard to believe he's not there already. But someone else actually has it.
Well, they did. You attain that, and then somebody, you know, turn around. Somebody takes the damn thing away. Turn around. Fuck salt. You know how it goes.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Go eat the whole world.
Yeah, some education.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Way down south, it's harvest time. People up and down the line. Smell that kettle piping hot. Just a little bit will hit the spot. Put it in your coffee, put it in your tea. Sprinkle it on your pastry. Cook it up or melt it down. Serve it white and serve it brown. Uh-huh. A little sugar, yeah. A little sugar makes your day complete. Uh-huh. A little sugar, yeah. A little sugar, a little sugar. Well, it ain't nothing but sweet. Now if you're down and need to pick me up, put a little teaspoon in your cup. And if it is romance you see, give it to your mama right on the cheek. Uh-huh. A little sugar, yeah. A little sugar makes your day complete.
Marsha in the blow up too or something?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
All comes together, man.
Uh-huh.
And it beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I was listening to it yesterday. And I went, man, you know, he says, fuck salt, which, you know, right there, it says it all.
Uh-huh.
But it needed something more. It needed beebs, and plenty of them.
Yes, and it worked.
I fixed it. I fixed it, and then added the Larry.
You fixed it.
And added the had my eyes closed. I wish I could talk
like
that.
Him. You can see him saying it, too.
Oh, yeah. He gets that stupid grin.
Yeah, that little girly look.
Yeah, yeah, like a little kid. Fucking Larry. We love Larry.
Gotta love Larry.
All right. What? I'm trying to see the... No, okay. Okay, David Rush is trying to concurrently hold 183 different records.
Uh-huh.
And at the moment, well, as of the writing of this, which was the 14th of March, almost a month ago, Silvio Saba had 182 titles.
Okay, close.
By the time he gets to 183, he might need 186. You never know. It's crazy.
Yep. This is going to go neck and neck until
this is insanity.
They die.
I think I don't know, man.
It's a lifetime commitment.
Yeah, I think David's bit off more than he can chew here, man.
Yep.
It's got to become an obsession now. This guy. All right. Copyright.
Is he making his money with this shit? I mean, do they get a reward? They get money for the...
Oh, you got a YouTube channel. And that kind
of YouTube channel makes money.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't make money from the Guinness.
No.
But, man, them YouTube people are bringing in some good bread.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
I mean, make you want to do 36,000 squats.
The TikTok people and all that stuff. Influencers are called, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Influencers.
Well, you see what happened, that dude, that cartoonist dude I put up his obituary.
Yeah.
He was talking to some, during the pandemic, he was talking to some young girl.
Uh-huh.
And she was 17, I mean, you know.
Yep.
Which is age of consent in Pennsylvania, 16. But they all jumped on him, this whole online community. He's what do you call it, groomer and all this other shit.
Yeah.
He lost his comics from the people that were publishing him. His publisher ditched him.
His partner
ditched him. Fuck, man.
And these people do a heavy investigation. They find out where you live. They start harassing the family.
Well, the damn local news put his parents' house on the news. All that shit, and then he's like, I'm better off dead.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
He was a good dude.
I mean, he was a sick puppy, but he was a good dude. He wasn't an evil cat or nothing, man. That Me Too shit, it's cool because you don't want people hurting other people, but man.
But they try to push the limit on it. They jump down on everything.
Yeah, you can't jump the gun. You gotta make sure the story's straight, man. It's just whole thing is untoward.
Yeah.
And not very fun to think about. So let's think about a yodel.
Okay.
What is the yodel? Happy yodel.
Yodel.
I hope I brought a yodel. Oh, okay. It's the yodel polka, the Tennessee yodel polka.
Oh.
Where is the Tennessee yodel polka? There it is.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
It's yodeling time.
Polka and make all the girlies shy with these
yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
mountains high. Lived a backwards miss who also was quite charming to the eye. She danced among the mountains all day long. You'd hear her cry with her
yodel-a-yodel-a-dee.
One, two, whirl, and a yodel-a-dee. A boy and a girl.
To be the biggest failures on the internet.
Why is that?
Well, because all that fame. What did it do
exactly.
for that cat? Fucking
exactly.
got him dead. He's pushing up daisies now. We're sitting over here
That's
like
right.
we're driving a Duesenberg over ye.
No targets on our back.
No, nobody gives a flying fuck
no
about us.
No one does.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Shit, we might as well not even exist. Ain't it great?
It's fantastic. And we're good at it.
Basking in my failure. Indeed, indeed. And I'm only half kidding.
Right.
You get on these shit lists with these crazy fucks. Uncle Bobo's peeps.
Yep.
Dangerous, man.
Very dangerous.
These fucking people are stupid and they're well armed. It's a bad combination. It's not. I mean, it's not good.
Not good at all.
Well.
The world.
Hey, well, you know. The fuck, man. We had a good run.
Exactly.
What the hell?
I'm happy. I'm a happy boy.
I got no complaints. Beard was looking good. I was happy with that. But you know.
Hey, we had an earthquake here the other day. You ever heard
That's
that?
Right.
That?
That's right. Yeah, an earthquake.
I missed it. I was out front of the shop smoking a cigar. I didn't feel it at all.
That's what put that song in my mind, man.
What song?
Todd Rundgren. It starts off with earthquake in New York City. When the shit hits the fan.
Shit hits the fan. This one was in Jersey, New Jersey.
Crazy, man. No earthquake.
Yeah, I was smoking a cigar in front of the shop, and the Asian lady who works in the corner at the nail filing place or whatever, she came running out in hysterics, calling to me, Peter, blah, 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 blah. I thought she was bitching about my cigar smoking. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'll find out later. It's the earthquake.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
We had some tornadoes last week. That one little town I like, Indian Lake.
Oh, okay.
Indian Lake.
Castle.
Yeah, very cool little town, and man, they got devastated. Chunks of the town splashed.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Well, they needed to liven it up, I'm sure.
Well, you know, a bunch of rich guys over there. They can handle it.
They can afford it.
There was some loss of life, which, you know, that's never.
That's never good.
Something to joke about.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's internet fucks that fuck with people and drive them to suicide.
And chances are it was. So there you have it. The percentage is on our side.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if they were just internet trolls and got killed from now on? Bobo people. Oi. Fagin. Oigan Fagin. Ooh.
Water. Got water.
Got a Molson Golden tonight.
I skipped the coffee today. Tonight. Had it this morning.
Molson Gold.
Molson Golden. No way. John Holland just for you tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight. We'll go. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to have a couple of non-drinking days in the future here.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you.
Was it for my fatness, man? I have it made. I gotta lose this weight, and then I'm perfect.
That beta thing looks good with the weight, though. What are?
Covering up a multitude of sins is what that beard's doing, man. You got that right.
I'm anxious to grow mine, man, but I gotta gain some weight. 122 fucking pounds.
I got. Richard Nixon jowls working here, man. Let me say this about that.
Hey. Oh, Ted Nixon.
Hey. He was better than Bobo.
And W. I put him before W as well.
I put him before W, too. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah. What's a little petty larceny between friends, huh? All right. Well, say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And energize.
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
You got me in the mood for the Patty Duke show now. I haven't seen that in a while. I always got a kick out of Richard.
Me too. Yeah. When I was a little kid, I always idolized like him and Ernie Douglas. I thought the kids with the glasses were cool.
Yeah,
the little brothers with glasses. My fellow nerds.
I find a connection with these characters.
I've got a 45 that Chip Douglas recorded when he was little.
Oh, no shit.
On air. Yeah. Play that one maybe next week. That sissy song, I'm going H-E double hockey sticks for that one.
Yeah. I wonder if YouTube has it.
What's that?
It's the soda chip day when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where I got it.
Oh, okay.
A lot of good shit's on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube over here.
Okay. You know what, dude? I always got a kick out of that one song they did on that show. Is a good man, a man is good to have around the house or something like that. A really corny-ass song. I think Robbie's wife or fiance did it or something. Good man to have around the house or something. Really, really cheesy fucking song.
I tell you what, man. The color episodes of that show, black and white, classic television.
Yep, good stuff.
If there's no William Frawley, forget it. It ain't no good. It's no good.
No good.
Fuck that Uncle Charlie shit.
Yep.
Bub, I'm a bub man. It happened. It will be.
You can relate to that old drunk.
Me and Bub were like cut from the same jib. You gotta see that jib too. Get fancy. Yeah. Shabby. It's a shabby jib. All right, man. Do it again next week.
You sounds good to me.
All right, man. I got a gig coming up on a Monday? Wow. Well, that's interesting. Okay. A couple weeks.
Well, let me know if not.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, man. Well, good night, everybody. Well, we did that.
Good night, all.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.